Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, September 5th, 2019. On this day in 1972, a Palestinian terrorist group called Black September killed 11 Israeli athletes and officials after taking them hostage at the Munich Olympic Games. According to the Berliner Morgenpost, the police are looking for information regarding the disappearance of Rebecca Roisch in the forest near Kummersdorf, because a whistleblower had reported in recent days that his dog had indicated that something was in the area, and now police are working in the area with their own man trailer dogs. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing earlier this year, the Berlin student disappeared on February 18th. The area southeast of the capital was already the focus of police attention in the spring because Rebecca's suspicious brother-in-law is said to have been on the A12 motorway towards Frankfurt-Oder on the day of her disappearance and the evening after. The last time the police combed the area was a few weeks after Rebecca disappeared. Back then, at the beginning of March, temperatures outside were low. If there were a corpse in the woods, it is hoped that the dogs will find something now, after the hot summer. According to authorities, there are no new investigation approaches in the case. Police and prosecutors assume that Rebecca was killed. More than 2,300 reports were received by the homicide department, and police had searched forest and lakes for many weeks. Special search dogs, boats, and divers, as well as forces of the Technical Welfare Organization, were used. No one knows exactly how many homeless people live on the streets in Berlin, but according to estimates, there are between 6 and 10,000. In order to obtain reliable figures, a model project in the capital will be launched next year that is unique in Germany. The homeless are to be counted from the 29th to the 30th of January of 2020 in the Nacht der Solidarität, or Night of Solidarity, as Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left calls it. More than 1,000 volunteers will meet with homeless people in teams of at least two in 447 parts of the city, and the counting is planned to be carried out regularly in the future. This pilot project is part of the new policy guidelines for homelessness in Berlin, which the Senate adopted on Tuesday. The aim of the census is to obtain figures and data so that support services can be tailored to people's individual needs. Many of those affected are entitled to benefits such as rent subsidies, which they have not yet received, often because they are simply overwhelmed by the demands of the authorities. A questionnaire is to be used to find out who the people are, where they come from, and which language they speak so that they can be helped. Breitenbach said that the last guidelines were 20 years old, and since then, however, the target group has changed. It is now more international. There are more women and families with children or people with disabilities who live on the streets. And, according to Breitenbach, quote, "This is no longer just the German man between the ages of 35 and 45. All in all, the entire assistance system is being expanded. There are to be more housing units, the accommodation is to be more demand-oriented, and the cold aid is to be better coordinated throughout the year. In addition, work is being carried out on a model offer of a, quote, Krankenwohnung for homeless people who are ill. There will also be low-threshold offers for medical care and emergency accommodation for women and families with children. A total of 1,162 emergency overnight accommodation spaces will also be available to Kältehilfe for the coming winter. Breitenbach also wants to establish 600 of these places for the whole year in the future. So far, there are only 230 year-round. At least two cold stations are to be opened again this winter for the homeless. Last winter, the Lichtenberg U5 and Moritzplatz U8 stations were open overnights for the homeless to sleep in. The BVG had initially refused to make the stations available due to safety concerns. At that time, Breitenbach appealed to the, quote, social responsibility that the BVG had as a state company. In the end, the BVG changed their minds. Last winter, however, many residents complained about garbage, feces, broken glass, and drugs, especially at Moritzplatz, where up to 25 people temporarily spent every night in the Kreuzberg station. Breitenbach explained that these two stations will no longer be available as Moritzplatz is especially not suitable because of the rampant drug scene in the immediate area. At the moment, BVLG is discussing which stations might be suitable. Breitenbach remarked that, quote, "There are always people who cannot be reached with emergency accommodation. One can't make homeless people invisible, and that everything will be done to help those in need." At the beginning of the year, Breitenbach's proposal to allow tent cities as a new form of accommodation for a limited time also irritated many and is now off the table. However, there are discussions with the districts to find so-called safe spaces. In other words, places where homeless people can find a sheltered space, can be advised, and where infrastructure can be found. Instead of tents, according to the senator's idea, tiny houses are to be set up in these spaces. Yesterday, there was a ceremony to lay the virtual foundation stone of Bayer's new high-performance production facility in Wedding. In just under 2 years, Bayer will set up state-of-the-art technical production robots in the buildings in a germ-free production facility for pharmaceuticals. Bayer is investing around 100 million euros at the site that the new German company acquired from former pharmaceutical giant Schering in 2007. Once the construction work has been completed, new jobs in the low three-figure range will also be created. Bayer currently employs 5,000 people in Berlin. Bayer management board member Stefan Ulrich said in his speech, quote, "This investment is a clear commitment to Berlin as a location for innovation. It supports and accelerates the provision of new therapeutic options, particularly in the areas of cardiovascular disease, oncology, hematology, and ophthalmology." Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller of the SPD, called Bayer, quote, "an important partner for Berlin as a location for medicine and science," and added, quote, "with this important project, Berlin continues to gain in international importance as a location for innovation. At the same time, it confirms that the German capital offers the best prerequisites for the development of future technologies and products that provide worldwide benefits made in Germany." According to Müller, Berlin offers a unique environment for the pharmaceutical medical sector. In addition to hospital groups such as Charité and Vivantes, Müller also mentioned federal institutions such as the Berlin Institute of Health, the startup scene, and industrial partners such as the Bayer Group. The SPD politician said that it's important for the future of the city to make even better use of this potential. The heart of the new facility is the filling system, in which robots will automatically fill syringes with pharma products. Christian Preuss, project manager of the new production unit, stated, quote, "Without human intervention, the drugs are sealed aseptically before put on the market." In addition, the pharmaceutical group is focusing on sustainability during construction. In addition to optimized energy management through heat recovery and LED lighting, Bayer is also building a green roof. Around 50 to 60 different ground coverings are to decorate the roof and also ensure that rainwater can be better stored. To a certain extent, planting the roof will be one of the first construction measures on the new production unit. The first plants are to be installed as early as October. Electric scooters are spreading in Berlin, but they have no business at the IFA Technology Trade Fair. According to a spokeswoman to the Morgenpost, the house rules of the exhibition company prohibit electric scooters for safety reasons. The same applies to rollerblades, inline skates, skateboards, kickboards, segways, and similar devices. Only trade fair employees, exhibitors, and journalists could, in exceptional cases, use scooters on the grounds or in the 26 exhibition halls. The IFA opens this Friday for visitors. Until September 11th, exhibitors will be showing their new consumer electronics and household appliances in the halls at the Funkturm. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.